Welcome to Entrepreneurs and Solopreneurs. This is how to build a better business. And I want to welcome Linda. She is my co-host, my co-mod today. And Tracy is with us, and Estella is with us. And Sherry is listening in because she is working with her mom today. Her mom and dad are moving from their house, and Sherry is doing a lot of the packing. So she was not camera ready today, she told me. She texted me earlier. So welcome, everyone. And I am going to share my screen because our topic today is all about public speaking. And so I'm going to share my screen for most of the presentation today so that you get an idea of where to go with that and why it's important. But before we do that, I want to just tell you a little bit about me. I am Kathy Benner. I'm a passive income mentor, and I have the Kathy Benner International Academy. And there's that sun. It just came, even though my blinds are closed. Can you see it, Linda? You can see from the blind, you can see the dots on my shirt where the sun just came out. It'll go behind a cloud in a minute. But anyway, and this is a great actual lesson. Don't get too hung up on how you look. Linda and I, we were just having that conversation before I started recording, that I really just kind of blew a presentation many, many years ago because I was so concerned with not how I looked, because when I look back, I looked fine when I look back at the pictures, but it's how I perceived I looked at the time. I kept thinking, oh, I'm too this, I'm too that, I'm too short, I'm too heavy, I'm not smart enough, I'm not whatever. And I felt like this entire room, it was the largest group I'd ever had the opportunity to speak in front of at that point. And I was so concerned because I just felt like everybody in the room was judging me. And they weren't. Most of them probably didn't care. It was a luncheon. A lot of them may have even just come for the lunch. Who knows? But that was the conversation that was going on in my head. And so we're going to talk about all of that today. But anyway, I do have the Academy. It's at kathybenner.com. You can simply jump over there. That's actually what I'm going to share later, so you can see everything that's in the actual Academy. But the website or the URL is just kathybenner.com, so you can find that. And then I'll share and we'll talk about that. But before we go there, I would like to go around and for everyone to introduce themselves briefly, just who it is, who you are, and what it is that you do, and how you think public speaking could help grow your business. So, Linda, how about you? Tell us who you are, what you do, and how you think public speaking could grow your business.
My name is Linda Thomas. I'm situated in Southwest Pennsylvania, just outside of Pittsburgh. One aspect of what I do is I'm the founder of the Legacy of Love Project, where I help people create their own unique end of life plan so they can be a blessing to their loved ones instead of a burden. And of course, public speaking would be a huge aid and is. In helping to get the word out, speaking either to online groups of any size or local groups whenever the opportunity presents, and sharing the vision and trying to impact as many families as possible. That's what's
I
kind
love
of
it.
into it.
I have a gal that's trying to get in, so I'm actually sending her the Zoom code via email. So that's what I was doing there, Linda. So I was paying attention, but I was trying to get Rhonda the code so she could get in. She joined through the meetup group and she registered, and I don't think she realizes she needs to go over to her email to actually get the link to get in. So I just sent her the code. So we'll see if she gets in there. All right. So, thank you for sharing. Thank you, Linda. Tracy, how about you?
Good morning, ladies. So I am a travel business owner and I help position people on the money-making side of the travel industry. So I help coach people as they transition into travel. Public speaking is important because one, I can't tell them what I do or how it can be effective to them if I'm not talking, right? So
Love
getting the
it.
information in front of them, but also building the rapport and understanding how this can benefit them in their lifestyles as well.
I love it. I love it. My whole degree program back in the day was travel and tourism. So, I get you, girl. I love it. Estella, how about you?
Public speaking for me would be very valuable in terms of getting the message out about what I offer. Now, if you want to say going into employee groups and talking in front of anywhere from 2 to 100 employees, that's public speaking. But
Yes.
also just being able to go into, maybe I'm giving my 30-second spiel at a chamber of commerce, or it could be a safety committee, it could be anything. But I am intrigued about doing something online as well. But I will be getting with my coach, Kathy, soon
Yes,
so I
because you
can.
have that a wonderful, amazing new group. And so,
Yes.
yes, so now in 2025, it's time for you to actually work with that. And Linda is in line to pick up a group. And so, doing something virtual like this, because Meetup is a great tool. Tracy, how did you find us? Did you find us on Meetup?
Yes. On Meetup, it's been a while since I've been on Meetup, and this one popped up on the For You, and I said, sure, let me go.
Yes.
So.
And Rhonda, who needed the code, and I'm kind of watching over here and participants to see if she jumps in. She said she found us on Meetup and she hit the registration button, but then she didn't know where the entrance link was. And so I just sent her the code to get in. So once she does that, I'll probably have to let her in the room. So I'll kind of keep an eye on that. And Linda, you can help me out there in case you see somebody jump in the attendee side there. But yes, it's important to be out in front of your group, and I'm going to tell you why, and why public speaking is the best way to get there. So I'm going to share my screen, and it might take me just a moment to get to the right page. Here we go. Can everybody see my academy? All right, perfect. This is the homepage of the academy, and so since I actually have the Kathy Benner International Academy, this is my platform that houses everything. And I want to mention that because I made the mistake early on, a couple of speaking faux pas I did. The one was the big group I was telling you about, that I was so concerned that it was this room full of business women. And I just really had the imposter syndrome going on that day. And I didn't even know to call it the imposter syndrome at the time, but I was like, these were attorneys and doctors and insurance salespeople. And I'm thinking, why did they ask me to speak? You know, I mean, I was just so nervous and I was in my head the whole time, you know, trying to just get through my presentation. And everybody, I don't know if they were being kind or if I came across better than I thought, but they all said, oh, thank you. Your presentation was very nice. And I'm like, yeah, right. Because I was so hard on myself during that time. But I found out one thing about myself during that presentation was that, and Linda and I have had this conversation, I needed to move from my head to my heart. I was so worried about what I was saying and how I was saying it that I really wasn't focused on solving a problem for someone in the room. And once I learned that I needed to move from my head to my heart, it made presenting in front of large groups a piece of cake for me, because now I don't have nerves at all, because it's the message is the important part. It's not about, you know, what my top looks like, or did I wear the right necklace, or you know, or whatever. And now sometimes, and even when I started doing these Zoom calls, which has been now, I want to say 6 years. Early on, I was like, oh my gosh, did I fix my hair? And now I'm like, oh, I think I combed my hair. I'm not sure. And so I don't get hung up on all of that now, because the message, the content is the important piece. And so the only way to get past that, I think, is just practice. I think the more you do it, the more you relax into yourself and realize that, you know, my message is good, and it's gonna, and if it resonates with one or two people, that's good. Because you know, you can be a great speaker, but maybe your message really hits home, you know, with one or two people. And so here's the point that I want to make before I get started on the formula, is we always think, oh, we wish we had another 100 clients, but if we did, could we really handle another 100 clients? If you go to a big conference and you're one of the keynote speakers and there's, you know, 300 people in the room and 100 of them sign up, do you really have the team to handle that? I've discovered that as my message resonates with folks, I would rather keep my community smaller so that I can be personally involved. And I don't know about you, but I've gotten involved in groups before because I've loved the person that started the program. But because they've grown and they've 10x'd their business, they now hand me off to someone else within the program. And it's not the same thing. You know, as much as we want to grow and we want to do, it's not the same thing. And so the first message that I want to get to all of you that are on this call today is bigger is not always better. Bigger is not always better. Because sometimes if you get too big, too fast, you lose your connection with the very people that you know you're making a difference in their lives. And so I prefer, and I've been all over the map on this, and my preference is to keep my meetups and my groups small so that I can work individually with folks and so that I'm not so overwhelmed that when I do have a group that comes up on Meetup and I know I've got someone in my tribe that could benefit from the group, that I can spend time rolling that group over to them and helping them get going with it. I did it for Debbie. I did it for Estella. Linda and I are working on a group together. And so I want to be able to take the time to put into the person. I don't want to have just numbers are just numbers. They're good, but they're after a while, you don't have that personal connection. They're just numbers. And so I prefer to keep it small. So anyway, when you come to my platform, which is this Teachable platform, is where everything gets housed for me. This was a huge learning curve for me as well, because later on, I jumped past all of my offerings right to the giving stage, because for those of you that know me, know that a lot of my passive income comes from real estate, and that machine just kind of runs itself. And so I had these funds and I wanted to give back. And so I had a conference say, Kathy, we love the idea that you're giving back. And so we're just going to give you a free expo table just because we think your giving back is so important. And we want you to have an expo table. So I didn't have anything to put on the expo table. I realized that, okay, I need to have a foundation. You know, I was like, well, what do I do? A giveaway? Where do I point these people? What do I point them to? And so that's why it's important that you put together and you start building your business. And that's why we call this Build a Better Business. You have to build it from the foundation up so that when you get to the public speaking, you have some place to send your folks. Let me show you how that actually works. So this is the Academy. I come over to the More button. Here is Entrepreneurs and Solopreneurs. That's where we are today. When I click on that, here is where all of our replays are. So you can go back and listen to any of the replays. And when you scroll down, this is where the actual course is. And when I click on that, I am going to show you why we do what we do in the order that we do it. So I'm going to scroll down past to where we start with the curriculum. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time in each category, but I want to show you how it builds from the foundation up. So first of all, I wanted to have a business with heart. And so that's why I started my academy in this Build a Better Business with what is a heart-centered business? What are the four key concepts? How do you market? I'm not going to dive deep into that today, but I know all of you personally, except maybe Tracy, we've just met. But I know she has a heart for what she does in her business. And I'm certain that she has a heart for her clientele as well. And so we all know what leading with your heart means. And we talked about that in public speaking, move from your head to your heart, where you really care about the audience. You really care about the client. And I think we all do. So we're not going to spend a lot of time there. Then of course we put together our VPS, what our value proposition statement is. Again, that's what is our promise to our audience. And you can weave that heart-centered language in there. But here is the first most important part when it comes to public speaking. Storytelling is your marketing. Storytelling is your marketing. I cannot stress that enough. I just came off of a 4-day conference. Have any of you been to a 4-day conference? It gets to be very long, and you're doing a lot of sitting, and sometimes it goes late, and so you start to get tired. And so, guess which presentations I did not off in? The ones that were telling their story. The ones that were just telling me about their products, I was like, oh, boy, it's going to be a long afternoon. I'm just going to listen all about this guy's products. Now, I may have been interested in some of them if I could stay awake long enough to hear what he actually had to say about his products. But when I would go into one of the breakout rooms where someone was telling their story, everyone in the room was leaning in. Everyone was leaning in. So your storytelling is your marketing. So every time you get an offer to speak, whether it's at a chamber luncheon or even if you're going to be interviewed on a podcast from someone, no matter where it is that you're going to do some public speaking, make sure that you're weaving your story in your presentation. Now, sometimes, and we go, oh yeah, but what, how do I do my story? There's, again, we talk all about that in this part of the academy. It's how to use your story, and then 5 tips for creating your story. So we do all of that in this segment when we do the storytelling as marketing segment. But here's what I want to tell you. When you're weaving your story in around your products have to be a solution for whatever problem your story brought out. And sometimes there's a disconnect there. And so when you're putting together your story and your offerings, make sure that the products that you're offering is a solution to your story. See, I started off with my story. I was speaking at this thing and I thought all these women were judging me. And then I, you know, was invited to this other thing and I didn't have, you know, I didn't know what to put on my table. See, that's part of my story. And so now my offerings, which this class in particular, you know, what to overcome to be a public speaker, is part of the solution of the problems that I had that I brought out in my story. Because I know a lot of folks have those same issues. Okay, so storytelling, make sure that you craft a great story. And again, in this segment of the Academy, when the month we talk about storytelling, we talk all about how to craft your hero's journey. If some of you may or may not have heard of hero's journey, and we talk about how to craft your hero's journey, like here's where I was, here's the problem I had, here's the solution I found, and now I want to be your guide and help you find the solution as well. And so you can weave that story in. And then serving is selling. Okay? This is so important because now you know you want to be heart-centered. You know what promise you want to bring to your audience. You've crafted your story, and now where are you going to tell your story? Well, the best place to tell your story is to serve other gurus that are kind of in your lane. So your serving is selling. And so now you can come alongside some influencers. And again, I went to this conference and I'm gonna refer to the conference because it's a perfect segue. I went to this 4-day conference. I just got home late last night from a 4-day conference. I immediately this morning got onto their website to see how I could volunteer for next year. Can you see why? Because if I'm there in the middle of the mix, guess who every attendee that comes through that conference next year is going to see and get to meet? Me. Because I'm going to plant myself right in the middle of everything. I am going to volunteer. Now, I listened to a lot of speakers in this 4-day conference, and so I resonated with two or three that, again, they had a super heart-centered message, see, and that appeals to me. So I gravitated toward them. They told their story. I knew exactly what they were bringing to the audience, what problem they were solving. And so guess who I'm going to offer to volunteer, even if I'm just handing out lunch coupons at the door? If I handed out lunch coupons at the door, guess who is going to walk past me It's going to be everyone else that resonated with that speaker, with their story, their heart-centeredness, their message. Guess what people I want to know? The same audience. You see how me serving that person is going to put me smack dab in the middle of their audience. Are you with me so far? Did I lose anybody? So serving is your selling. Now you say, well, how are you going to sell anybody when you're serving? You don't want to step on that guy's toes. No, but what if I served him for, you know, several months at several of his conferences that he's been invited to speak at, and all of a sudden he knows who I am by name. And after a while, he's going to know what it is that I do. And then when he runs into somebody, because again, he's got too many people. He can't spread himself that thin either. At some point, he's going to say, oh, you need to talk to Kathy. Let me introduce you to Kathy. She's got the solution for your problem. Let me send you over. And that happened a lot at the conference. A lot of people were like, oh, so you're Kathy Benner. I've run into four people that said I needed to meet Kathy Benner. So I'm like, huh, imagine that. But I had to put myself out there. So the first thing I had to do is I had to forget what I look like. Now, again, I want to look nice. I made some effort. Let me tell you, some of the folks at the conference looked like they just rolled out of bed. They knew they were going to be sitting at a conference all weekend. And so they were in their sweatpants, their sweatshirt. They even had the hood pulled up, you know, because it was cold in the conference center. And, you know, and there they were with their cup of coffee or hot chocolate with their hood, you know, in the back of the room. And you did not get the impression that they were go-getters. You did not get the impression that they were going to take all that information they learned and do something with it. Now, I showed up dressed for success. I showed up with a blazer every day. I had on a blazer, and I had Mark in a blazer. He goes, you want me to wear a blazer? I'm like, yeah. So we were dressed like that. And I had people come up to me thinking that I was in charge of the conference. And they were like, how do we get to be a speaker here? And I'm like, okay, of all these thousands of people, why would you walk up to me and ask me how to get to be a speaker at a conference that I'm simply attending just like you're attending? And as much as we hate to admit that we are judged by how we look, and I'm not talking about your size or your weight or what, I'm talking about how you show up. And I made a decision that I was going to show up in a professional manner. And I coached Mark to show up in a professional manner. And we had conversations. I can guarantee you that we had conversations that other folks didn't have, simply because we showed up presenting ourselves in a professional manner. So serving is selling. And every chance I got, if I could hold a chair for someone, if I could move a chair for someone, if I could pick up their lunch in the back of the room and bring it to them at the table, if I could go get waters for everyone or coffees for everyone, I served every chance I got everywhere I went in that conference. If I just served my table mates, you know, everybody says, oh gosh, it's a little chilly in here. I'm like, let me go get us some coffees. And I would go get coffees for the table, not just for me. Are you with me? So serving is selling. So guess what? When you're serving, all of a sudden, even my table mates, whom I sat down at a table, I didn't know any of them, they would lean in and go, now, what is it that you do? Are you with the conference? And I got that a lot because of how I decided to show up at this conference. Okay. So now you're getting activity. Well, what if you don't have your platform ready? What if you don't have your offerings ready? What if you're not ready? Because when you start putting yourself out there, people are going to start wanting to connect with you. You have to have a place to send them. And everywhere that I went in that conference, everyone said, do you have a card? Do you have a card? I want to stay connected to you. Do you have a card? Well, guess what? I have an electronic business card. So I didn't have to print. I didn't have to carry a whole stack of cards around, because I don't know about you, but how many of us come home with a stack of cards never to be seen again? I know. Estella raised her hand. I've been there. And then I go, you know, I met a guy at a seminar somewhere, and I kind of wanted to stay connected, but now I don't even remember where or what. So anyway, I have an electronic business card, and every time I send over, because again, everybody's carrying around their smartphones, I get that person's contact information in return right into my cell phone. Are you ready for this? And then I name it where I met them. I name the conference or the meetup or what it is they do. Because if you just put John Smith in your phone, you're going to go, now, what did he do? I wonder, I don't remember what his product was. So take the time right then when you meet them. And I'm serious because even the next day, if you've met 20 people one day at a conference, the very next day, you're not going to remember all 20 of those people and what it is they did and where they lived and what they do and what they bring to the table. And then you're like, boy, I sure wanted to get to know that one person better, but now I don't remember which one it was. Take the time to do that right then in your phone. And the reason that I put where I met them, and I sometimes will put that under the company line because on my phone that's right under their name and that's an easy place to put it. And so the conference I was at was the OREIA conference, which is the big Ohio Real Estate Investors Conference. And so what I did is I just put OREIA on the company line. And so now I can go to my contacts and I simply search by OREIA, and guess what? Everyone I met the last 4 days will come up in my contacts. Because I now have created a way to search for those names. Does that make sense? And so now I have these folks that I can connect with. And then right after that, I made a note about what they did. Maybe they were, this was real estate. So maybe they were a wholesaler, maybe they were a landlord, maybe they were an investor. And so I would put, you know, a word or two right after where I met them as to what it was they did. And this one guy, he buys, tax liens. He'll go into a state where somebody hasn't paid their property taxes and he simply buys the city's tax liens. And guess what? If those folks, are you ready for this? If those folks do not pay off their tax lien, after 2 years, he gets the property. Because all he did was pay $600 to buy somebody's tax lien that they hadn't paid. He ends up getting the entire house if they don't pay it after 2 years, because tax liens comes before the bank. So, all I'm saying is, I didn't want to lose his contact information. And so I was ready. I was at the conference. I was showing up. I was serving. I was telling my story. I was collecting contact information. I now knew where I met him and I know what it is he did. So, he's going to actually be one of my speakers at my real estate podcast. So, you see how that all comes together. But you have to have a place for these folks to land. So we then go into a step-by-step guide on how to create your website. Okay, again, we're not going to get into that. Most of you already have a website. But then do you have your offers? Because once you send somebody to your website, what are they going to see? So I'm telling all of you on this call, go back and look at your website with a consumer's eye, not your eye. And here's why. Sometimes we get too muddy. Sometimes we want to put everything that we do on there, and that overwhelms our viewers. So, what really works is to have some sort of a step-by-step process. Like, just what is your opt-in offer? Connect with me, do a strategy call, download this free PDF, something that's easy that your customer, your potential customer, doesn't have to spend any money or a lot of time to get what it is your offer is. And it allows them to connect with you. Okay. Are you with me? So put that together. Then you're going to have, and we're not going to get down in the weeds again, but you're going to have then your first base offer, your second base, your killer third base. That's your bread and butter. And then finally, what is your home run offer? The one that makes you want to go out and have dinner. And once you're at this point, this is the segue point of the course. Once you're at this point, you've put it, you know, your heart centered, you've got your VPS, you've got your story crafted, you're ready to start serving, you know where you're going to send your folks, you've got a way to connect with your electronic business card or a paper one if you're still using paper business cards, but a way to connect. And you know that when they go to your site, your platform, wherever you're going to have them land, they can see what it is you do and how you do it so that they can decide instantly, because as we all know, we all kind of make that decision right away. Are we going to, do we want to do business with this person or not? Are we going to save this information even for later? Or is it like, ah, that's not for me. So now that you're at that point, how do you then start to market? How then do you get more and more people that want your information, that want to go to your platform where it is that you're saving all your stuff? And how do you get more people to want to go see it? Okay. So now you can think of ways of marketing. One of the ways you can market is that you can blog about what it is that you do. And Tracy, this would be perfect for you being in travel. It's perfect for all of us. It fits better. We all love travel blogs, you know, because many of us, we dream we want to travel. And so we can live vicariously through somebody's travel blog because they're sharing all of these wonderful places and pictures. And we can just imagine that, oh, maybe someday I'll get to go there. And so travel blogs are very popular, but you can have a lifestyle blog and weave your products and services and what it is that you do into your blog. And so that's a perfect way to start marketing who you are. You can bring out that you're heart-centered. You can weave in your stories. You can put all of that together in a blog and then point the blog back to your platform where everything is held for you, back to your business home, if you will. You can do a podcast. Now, I love doing these meetups because I turn this particular call into a podcast. And then I can even turn the transcription of this podcast into my blog. And then I can take snippets of the blog and turn that into some social media posts, all of which point back to my platform. So you see how you can repurpose doing a podcast and turn the podcast into a blog and then into your social media and point everything then back to your platform. So you see where you people go, oh my gosh, it's so much work. You know, you want me to have a blog and you want me to have a podcast, and then I have to do this social media stuff every day. Repurpose everything you can repurpose. So it gets better than that. I'm going to go back and go through my repurposing again. Out of this meetup call, I can actually turn this transcript into a module in my course. And then I can turn the module into a blog, and then I can turn the blog into snippets of that into my social media posts across all my social media. And it starts with one podcast. So you see how that works. And then again, I advertise on all of my social media and on my meetup, and everything points back to my platform. So you get the idea. And so then another way, and the final way, again, there's more than one, but the final way in this course to point back to everything that you're doing is public speaking. And so public speaking can be a ton of things. It can be being a guest on a podcast. It can be, and Estella even mentioned, it can be just mentioning your VPS at a networking event. Because once you craft a really good value proposition statement, if someone is interested and they lean in, they're going to say, tell me more. Well, next thing you know, you're telling them more. And if you're like me, when you're at a networking event, next thing you know, two or three other people walk up and then they're leaning in. And next thing you know, you have a little audience around you because they want to know more. And so you can count all of that as public speaking. And so what I encourage you to do today is once, and again, you can see where you have to build it in the order, because if you start telling folks what you do and they go, what, do you have a website? Do you have a card? Well, where are you going to send them? Are you ready? Do you have your platform ready to send them over? You see where you got to be ready, because I got the cart before the horse. I went and talked to this group, and they were all like, yes, we really like your message. Where can we learn more about you? I didn't even have a website then. And I felt really awkward at that speaking gig because I had this amazing audience and I didn't even have my platform. And then when I was invited to do the expo, and folks would come up to my table, and then finally the gal that was running the expo, she says, "Do you have something you're giving away, to get people to give you their information, their email address, to register for your giveaway?" She said, "What is your giveaway?" I didn't have a giveaway. I'm like, "What?" So again, I lost that opportunity to capture information from folks that would have or could have been clients because I wasn't ready. So you've got to don't get the cart before the horse. You've got to come back up here and you've got to make sure, number one, that you have a clear message in this storytelling. Have a clear message, have it heart-centered. Work that into your value proposition statement. When somebody says, and we call it your elevator speech, when they catch you in the elevator and they go, "What is it that you do?" That you don't just overwhelm them. I have been at networking events before where somebody said, "Well, what do you do?" And some guy goes off on this tangent, and we're all trying to get away because he just keeps talking, and we still don't know what he does. So you, and that's a hard part. Because we're all so multifaceted, you've got to narrow that down. So I'm a passive income mentor. I help you create income that you can earn on a passive way so that your day job's optional. Do you think very many people lean in when I say your day job can be optional? They're like, "What? Tell me more about that." And so you want to create a VPS that makes folks lean in, okay? And it can be a different VPS for a different audience. After a while, and you know how a VPS works, your value proposition statement, how it works, you can create it on the fly. I am on the advisory board for a cosmetology program at a local school, and they want me to come in and talk to the seniors. And so all the seniors, because I remember when I was back in cosmetology school, now I didn't. I ended up owning, but I really didn't want to own a salon. But everybody in the room, they're like, "Someday I want to own a salon." And so I could come in with a VPS to say, "I can show you how you could own your own salon." Do you think that I'd have a lot of those students leaning in? Because that seems to be the overarching request for those seniors is how do we get to own our own salon someday? And if I walked in and said, "I am Kathy Benner. I am a retired salon owner, and I can show you guys how to own your own salon." I'm going to have everybody sitting up a little straighter in that room and getting out their pens because they're going to start taking notes because they're going to want to know what I have to tell them. So you see, you can create your VPS on the fly, depending on your audience, but it has to be just a sentence or two. And take out all the big words. I see so many folks, they try to craft this VPS and they try to make it sound educational and important and big words and impressive, and nobody even knows what they're talking about. So you have to just make it super simple, like you're talking to your girlfriend. "I'll show you how to own a salon. I'll show you how to make money so you can quit your job." Yeah, make it that simple. And that's what you're bringing to your audience. Does that make sense? You have to have that before you can go out to speak. Well, once you have that, you can put together your platform. Many of you may already have a platform, but you have to know where you're going to send them. Are you going to send them to your free offer? Are you going to send them to a first base offer? Where are you going to send them? And so that's why using my link tree, which is my electronic business card, I send them to make a strategy call. So let me just show you and see if I can do this here so you see what that looks like. This is my link tree. Can everybody see that? Yes. Okay. This is my link tree. I'm using the free version. All I did was open up a link tree, and here is that little VPS teaching and coaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income. And here's my story. Now, I didn't always have my story at the top of my link tree. I was teaching this for probably a year or two, and then I like to write stuff and then what I call let it get cold, meaning I like to walk away from it and then I try to come back and look at it like I'm the customer, like what would I think if I saw this for the first time? And I realized that my storytelling is my marketing, and I didn't even have my story on my business card. And so I created this first link that says, you gotta read this first. Now, for those of you that are on this call, let me give you a little hint. If you go to Linktree/Kathy Benner, you will come up with this. You can pull it right up on your calendar. And let me show you this. When I go to this Linktree, it's going to take you, and I'm going to go back to the home page right here, Kathy's story. I have my Linktree here. This link is connected on my home page to this tab, Kathy's story. So if you get my business card and it says, oh, you got to read this first, most of the people are going to go, okay, let me read this first. When you click on it, it takes you right back to this tab on my platform. Here's what I want to offer you today. This is the hero's journey. If you have not crafted your story, take this link that's in bold and put your own three bullet points after it. Take this link that's in bold, put your own three bullet points after it. It will walk you right through. And that's why I left the prompts in my story. Everybody goes, Kathy, you could have written that in paragraph form. I did, but because I teach off of my platform, I left it with the prompts. And then I'm telling you, steal the prompts. Take the prompts, steal the prompts, create your own hero's journey. So let me tell you a quick story. Okay, I was a single mom working two jobs, minimum wage. Then something happened. My mom sat me down, said I had to get on with it. At the time, I had no idea what impact it would have. The problem was I was working full time. I had no time just when I thought things couldn't get worse. See, you see where it just walks you right through the hero's journey. It walks you through here's where I was, here was my struggle. Here's what I discovered, and now I want to help you discover the same thing. So use the prompts here. I just want to offer that. So that just gives you an idea. And again, you can either go to Linktree and got to read this first, or just go right to KathyBenner.com and click on Kathy's story. And feel free to use those prompts. So then I want them to land with a chat. You know why? Because I have five lanes. I don't know about you, but I have five lanes. You probably have more than one product. Unless you have a single product, and some of the folks at the conference that I was at, they were up speaking, they had a single product. If you have a single product and that's front and center on your website, and no matter who goes there, that's the product they're looking for, then you wouldn't have to do a chat with them first to know where to send them. But because I have five lanes, a lot of my folks are like, where should I go first? So I say chat with Kathy. And when you click through, it takes you right to my, again, it's a website page where they can have a 30-minute coffee chat with me. They can do virtual office hours if they're a mastermind member, or they can do one-on-one coaching. And if they click the picture here to do the 30-minute coffee chat, it takes them right to my Calendly. And I have it all connected. It was real easy to set up. It's still loading up here because it's a calendar program. But anyway, it takes them right to my Calendly. And they can then just click through and schedule a call. Yeah, I probably have too many things open. It's still trying to load here. Here it comes. And so you can see I am booked out now till the 18th. So they can actually connect a 30-minute strategy call on any of these dates. And when they click, it'll give the times and dates, and it's easy to set up. So there is that. So it automatically comes to that. And then, of course, my event calendar, because some folks are like, well, I really don't want to talk to Kathy. I just want to see, because a lot of the folks that I talked to at this conference, they were like, well, how do I find out these other meetups? And I'm like, they're all on my calendar. Here's just on my electronic business card, just go to my calendar. This is just a Google calendar. There's everything, there's all the meetups that they're interested in. It's all right there on the calendar. Make sense? Make it simple. But then I've taken just like my website. Step one, free meetups. That's what you gals are on today. Step two, featured courses. Step three, become a member. Step four, one-on-one coaching. And then they can go right to the academy if they want the whole overview, which is my homepage here, and it's got all the lanes here. Does that make sense? It gives you something, it gives you a place to send the people. If they don't have a place to go, or if it isn't clear when they get there, what it, have you ever looked at a website and you still weren't sure what the person was selling? That's happened to me before. I see some real pretty picture at the top of a website and their company name doesn't give it away. And you know, it's like, what is it that they're selling here? But if you scroll down my homepage, and again, I want to get rid of this little more button. If you scroll down my homepage, see, I have various ways. They can schedule the 30-minute coffee chat. This takes them right to the Calendly. They don't have to go to the link and then go to my business card, and they can just go right in and it takes them right there. But I have everything spelled out. My homepage looks like a funnel. Again, you have to have a place when you're public speaking, whether it's one-on-one, being interviewed, or being speaking at a chamber event or at a Rotary event. That doesn't matter. Wherever you're at, you have to have a place to send the folks. And it has to make sense when they get there. Okay. So again, teaching you how to be healthy, how to create passive income, coaching you how to get there faster, design your path so that you can experience freestyle living. You see where that sums up, and it's not some big, super huge paragraph. And then I take them right into step one, attend a free meetup. Step two, buy the course. Step three, join the tribe. Step four, one-on-one coaching. See, it's the exact same thing that was on my business on the electronic business card. And then we then segue over to we have freestyle living tribe trips. And we're going on a tribe trip this Thursday. And we've got, I think, eight of us. We went on a tribe trip just recently to London and Paris, and there were nine of us on that tribe trip. Tracy, this is right up your alley, all these trips. So we do freestyle living tribe trips. You do not have to be a part of the tribe to join the tribe trip. Why? It's part of my marketing. It's part of my marketing. Okay? And then they can meet me, and then it takes you right down into my books, my podcasts, my blog. You see where all of this is all marketing. It's so that folks get to know, like, and trust me because they get to know more about me. And then it takes you right into our calendar of events. And then we have our speakers cabinet and then our giving page. And there's Estella. There's Debbie. She's not on today. There's Estella. And then it goes right into the testimonials. And then finally, my certifications. How many times have you gone to a website and the certifications are at the top of the page? Do business with Joe Smith. He's been on, all of these platforms and he's got all of these books and it's all about him. And every time I see a website like that, I want to say, good for him. He looks like he's very successful. But just remember, no matter who goes to your website, the first question on their mind is, what's in it for me? And so when you create your website, start at the top with how to answer that question to your audience when they say, what's in it for me? So right here, it comes down. I would like a 30-minute coffee chat with Kathy. See, it's about them, it's about helping them. And here's the strategies. And they go, well, what's in it for me? I'm teaching you how to be healthy, how to create passive income. I'm coaching you how to get there faster. I'm designing your path. See, it's not about Kathy is this and Kathy does that. No, it's about what I'm doing for them because they're asking, what's in it for me? So they go, what's in it for me? Well, attend a free meetup. That's what's in it for you. Well, what's in it for me? Buy a course. That's what's in it for you. What's in it for me? Join the tribe, become a member. Well, what's in it for me? Get some coaching. Get some one-on-one coaching. What's in it for me? Come on a trip with us. So you see where about four or five times I've answered what's in it for the consumer. You have to be ready with this if you're going to start doing public speaking. And let me tell you what, when you have your firm foundation of your business, to where you are very clear on what you're bringing to your audience, you will no longer be nervous when you're speaking. You will no longer be nervous because you will have clarity on what problem you're solving. Does that make sense to everybody? You'll have clarity and you will no longer worry It's when you're not prepared. It's when your house is not built on a firm foundation that you start having where you think you're an imposter, that imposter syndrome. You think, oh, I really don't have, because in the back of your mind, you know you're not ready. If you're not ready, you know you're not ready. And you'll know when you are ready. And the only way to have clarity is to put yourself out there to find out where the holes are. If you put yourself out there and somebody asks you a question and you go, ooh, I don't have an option for that. I need to go fix that. I had a girl the other day. She said, okay, she said, I love everything about your real estate program that's on in your academy. I'm like, right, good. Okay, I'm ready. She said, I can't find the resource page. Ouch. She's a member, she's paying, she's faithful, and she can't find the resource page. Guess what? Note to self, I immediately put it on my to-do list to make the resource page super simple to find for the members that are in that program. Because that's one of the perks that they join for. That's one of the big perks. They're like, you know what? Your course is how to find the deals and how to fund the deals. And you know, they go, I've done 10 deals. I know how to find them. I know how to find, but when I need a contractor, how do I know how to get a good contractor? We have a referral list of folks we've used in Ohio. Okay, I'm joining just to get the list. And then she's like, how do I find the list? And I'm like, oh, that's why a lot of my folks are joining that program is because they want the list. So that was my problem. I needed to make that more clear and easier for them to find the list. Does that make sense to everybody? I want to open it up. Tracy said it's been very helpful to me as well, noting where she met someone in contact. Yeah, that is perfect. Yeah. Mike says, what do you in real estate? I'm an investor. Yeah, I'm an investor. I have 28 doors. Any other questions there? No, I think we got them. I want to open it up to questions. Talk to me. Tell me about some experiences. Where are you missing information? What would be helpful for you in that whole process of getting your platform ready, knowing your message is strong, knowing what problem you're solving, weaving in your story so that folks are leaning in instead of going, oh, this is going to be a long seminar. So talk to me. Anyone?
Hey, Kathy. So a lot of great information. A lot of great information. I would say I had some aha moments when you were going over the Linktree, because yes, I have a Linktree, but does my Linktree look like yours as developed? No, but there's some opportunity there for the Linktree. This first base, second base, I'm not familiar with what that is. So the first base offer, second base killer offer. Is that just a strategy, or could you elaborate more on that?
Yes, it is a sales strategy. Most folks are not going to maybe join your biggest trip because they really don't know you and they don't really want to spend that kind of money and they don't know how it would turn out. And do they really want to spend $20,000? But they might spend $197 to do a weekend somewhere. And so you can put together on your platform, however you're advertising, wherever you're sending your folks to, you could put those lesser priced trips to the top and kind of let them get to know and like you and get to see how it at the end of that trip they're going to go, oh my gosh, this was so perfect. There were no hiccups. Any problems we did have, Tracy took care of right away. We love her. And yes, now we're ready to, you know, to do the $1,000 trip. And now we're ready to do the $10,000 trip, you know. Because nobody wants to jump in the deep end until they know. Until they know that you got their back. And so it's just a way, it's a strategy of a way to get folks to connect with you before they get their wallet out. Because I don't know about you, but with all the scams that are out there, I'm a little leery to put that kind of money on the line if it's somebody I don't know or haven't been referred to or whatever. But if it's something that I can afford to lose, which is why when you're making offers online, like some of us do, that's why that $47 offer is one to start with, because okay, if I lose $47, it's not gonna, I'm still gonna pay the rent this month. But they may not spend 5,000 on a program, but they might spend 47 to get, just a master class of some sort, because they can risk to lose that. And so it's something, if the trip doesn't work out, they didn't lose a lot of money or time on it. And it's a way to introduce yourself to your clients. Does that make sense?
Yep, thank you.
All right, anyone else?
I found this extremely valuable today, even though I've seen it numerous times before, but each time you go over something, you pick up a better understanding, I'll just say that. And what I loved about it was the fact of your tying in this when you're doing the public speaking is your story. And I can see me even doing my story as to why I have the product that I sell.
Absolutely.
Because I mean it's been extremely valuable for me. But I have so many side notes here of things that I can do. I'm just loving it. And one of the things I really like is your elevator speech. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I need to do this. I help you create passive income. So your day job can be optional. That is phenomenal.
Because some people love what they do. They just
Sure.
don't want to have to do it.
Right,
It would
right.
be a lot more fun if they didn't have to do it. So it makes it optional. Do it if you want, but you could always quit if you don't want, because you've got enough income that you don't have to do it. You're doing it now because you love it, not because, you're tied to the company store,
And just as you even said that, I thought of another add-on to that would be optional. It's kind of like you need to have a plan B. Go ahead.
They'll tell you these days that we all should have at least 5 to 7 streams of income. And so when you think about it, you think some of us are old enough, we might have some Social Security. Maybe we've got some retirement income. For me, I've got Social Security, I've got retirement income, I've got the rental income. Then in the rental income, I've diversified to where I have long term, I have short term, I have midterm, I have commercial, I have residential. So I'm pretty well diversified. And the reason that they say that is when you think back, and again, I hate to date this particular podcast, but when you think back during the pandemic, folks that had all their eggs in one basket, if that business or that company closed, they had zero income. And so for me, I had short term, long term, midterm. Well, my short term totally went bust because folks weren't allowed to travel. And Tracy in the travel business, oh my goodness. I mean, they were closing borders and states weren't allowing people in, and restaurants were closing and people just weren't traveling. But I had my other streams of income. And so it didn't really affect me that much, because my short-term rental was just a piece of my overall streams of income. It was just one stream. And so that's why I think it's important, because we don't know how things are going to go. Look at the folks now along the coast down in Florida. They got hit by the hurricane. Some of them lost their actual building that their business was in. So they are totally out of business. And how are they going to live? What if they still have a family? And even if not, they still have groceries and the car payment, and how are they going to survive?
That is like one of my key things I say, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Because when the basket falls, you could say, well, I could say if the basket falls, but a lot of times it's
If
when.
when,
Because
yeah.
if you work in corporate America, you think you have a safe job, but trust me, I've been there more than once when the plant closed down
Yep.
or they had to do a restructuring or and you no longer have a job. How do
Right.
you buy the baby milk? Your eggs were all in that basket. your house note, your house egg, your utility egg, you know.
Yeah, everything.
And, you know, it's just dangerous to put everything, unless you have a healthy savings, you know.
Right, but not everybody does.
Well, most people don't, because they say 60% of the people are living paycheck to paycheck.
And I see that firsthand, because I invest in rental properties and I have my share of residential rentals. And I see that firsthand, because when we screen somebody for a rental, one of the things is we want to set them up for success. So we want to make sure that financially that they can afford the rent, you know, because they don't want to hide from me and I don't want to chase them. So we try to set them up for success at the beginning. And I see firsthand how many folks do not have any savings at all. I mean, they might have $30 in a savings account.
Well, yeah, they say most people, if something were to happen, they couldn't come up, well, they say with $500. Well, they don't even say that. They say 100, but I say 500, you know, because what does, I don't know. You know, but anyway, that, so I love what you said. I'm going to work that into my own thing, because it is about helping other people be able to not be subject to failure.
Yeah, you want to set them up.
All they have to do is just take a little bit of their time on the side, and they can, you know, do something that could at least help them get out of debt. I mean, the credit card debt is just unreal. I mean, you know, like 28%. Oh my God.
I know. And then you can't hardly dig yourself out. I want to circle back to the storytelling, because especially for Estella and Tracy, I worked with a doctor for a while, and he goes, oh, he said, I have a story on why I wanted to become a doctor, but he said, my client stories are horrendous. He said, and I've been able to help them solve. And I said, you can use your client. That can be part of your storytelling, is how you solved problems for your clients. And so you can use those stories as well and weave them in. So you don't have to name names. I know we all come under privacy laws, and I get that. And you don't want to throw anybody under the bus anyway. But you can say, oh, I had this guy one time, and this is what happened. And here is how my products really helped him. And so, and Linda, with what you do, yeah, you can use some of your clients' stories as well as your own. So don't feel like, I don't have a story. How do I weave my story into, you know, my products? You might have a piece of the story, but it could be that your clients have a much more impactful story than what you even had. And so you can use those stories. All right, anyone else?
I had a takeaway and a thank you. Just sharing some of your little tips about attending events. I'm leaving for one on Saturday, and it's about a 4-day event plus travel on both sides. And it's in the tech-related lane that I also have, and you're always meeting people who you definitely want to stay in touch with, and it just gave me some more things to keep front of mind as I prepare to really maximize those relationships. So thank you.
And I want to take that a step further, Linda, especially in today's tech society. How many times do you meet somebody and you really you say, gee, I want to connect more with this person? So what's the first thing you do? You look them up online. Look yourself up. See what comes up. I have met folks before and I thought, oh my gosh, this guy's message is amazing. I want him on my podcast. You know how it is at a conference, the crowds, the hallways, you know, I'll stay in touch. I'll call you, you know, next thing you know, he's on down the hallway and you're on down the hallway. So you think, I'll just Google him. Can't find a way to connect with him. There's no connection with him on LinkedIn. He doesn't have a website. I can't find him on Facebook. I can't find him on Instagram. I can't find the guy. Look yourself up. make sure that you have an online presence.
Yes, if you can get a domain in your own personal name, grab it.
Yes, I always recommend that. I always recommend that. Let's do something. I'm going to share my screen again. Bear with me because it always just comes up. Oh, I guess it did come up on my site. Okay, let's do URL up here. I'm just going to put in Kathy Benner, and I don't want anything else there, just Kathy Benner. Guess what happens? Kathy Benner, I'm your passive income coach. Homepage, Kathy Benner International Academy. Images of Kathy Benner. Kathy Benner, passive income coach on LinkedIn. Kathy Benner International Academy on Eventbrite. Videos of Kathy Benner. Interview with Kathy Benner. Connections over coffee. Blah, 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 blah. YouTube, Kathy Benner, Freestyle Living. Freestyle Living Instagram, Facebook, Linktree. Amazon, Freestyle Living with Kathy Benner. Facebook, Kathy Benner International Academy. Teachable, overview of the academy. Teachable, International Academy. Instagram, Kathy Benner. Guess what? I'm the entire first page. You see that? Let's go to page two. Kathy Benner Business Coaching, Facebook, Magazine, International Academy, Authors and Writers, Freestyle Living Magazine, Academy, Health and Wellness, Copy of the Magazine, Entrepreneur Solopreneurs, Connections Over Coffee, All Me, All Me, All Me, All Me, All Me, the second page. Let's go to page number three. Freestyle Living Magazine, Freestyle Living on Audio Boom. There's the podcast, Write From Anywhere in the World, Kathy Benner, Amazon, My Books. We are a hot tub dealer, Benner Pools. Made it all the way to page three, and halfway down page three, there's one entry that's not me. I don't have pools and spas, but I could, but I don't. Tribe trips, that's me. Kathy's story, that's me. Freestyle living, me, 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 me,
How
me,
do you get on all those?
me, me, me. And on page three, we went all the way to page three before there was one other entry that wasn't me. So again, I'm not saying, oh, look at me. I'm just saying that you have to have a presence. Do you think somebody could find me if they wanted to? So I'm just saying, Google yourself and see if folks can even find you. Because if you're putting in the cost to go to the seminar and or the conference, and you're handing out your cards and you're talking to all these people, and we all know that conferences can be exhausting. And you leave and you come home and you go, I had a great conference. I connected with so many people, and no one ever connects with you because they can't find you. Does that make sense? Now, to answer Stella's question, anytime you post anywhere and point back to your platform, it raises you in the search.
How do you point back to your platform?
Everywhere you go, if you do a blog, make sure you point back to your platform at the end of the blog. If you do a podcast, like I put over in the chat, I put, you can find me at kathybenner.com. If you scroll up here, welcome Kathy, and right
Oh,
there.
so that's what you say. I was just thinking of the mechanics of how you.
Again, every time you point back, so I always put kathybenner.com. And again, like Linda said, I like to use my name because people may not remember Freestyle Living with, but they're going to remember Kathy Benner. And so I'll meet someone and I know they've got a great program, but I can't remember the name of the program, but I remember their name. I'll Google their name and I hope somewhere on that first, second, third page of search that I can find the darn program so I can click through on it. But sometimes I can't. Sometimes I can't even find their name. And so
Well,
I go, well,
Kathy, okay, go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead,
well, but
please.
I say, well, I was going to invite them to be on my podcast, but I can't find them.
So, you and I, you mentioned this to me before about getting your own name, and somebody has my name. How do I go in and find who has my name so I can get it back?
Well, you may not, because if it's actually their name, they have the right to it too. And so I would just pick a different ending. Linda, you could talk
Ah,
about that a little bit because there's a lot of Linda Thomases out there. What do you
yeah.
For sure. So a couple things that I did. I own lindathomas.us. I have linda-thomas.com. That was how I was able to get a dot com. You can always go with dot net or pick a different one of what I'll call like a vanity or an alternate type of a URL ending. So those are a few ways, or you can add another word with your name. I don't know, like let's just say a like storyteller.com. I'm just totally making that up. But there's just a number of ways that you can skin a cat, as they say.
Got you. So I can leave the dot com alone and just alone and because I do have, do I? Well, anyway, okay. Thank you. I can do that.
So someone that I know who is an important thought leader could not get his own name as a dot com because, oh, there's a porn star that has that dot com. So he had to go another route. So he did dot net, and then he used it as like a wordplay, a memory device, because he at the time was in network marketing. So he's like, my name dot net because we're in networking. So it actually made it easier and more relevant than a dot com. But honestly, if you can grab a dot com and add to your bag of tools, so to speak, it's really good to get a dot com, even if you have to do a little creative thinking to get one that works. But I did the hyphen, and I think I have lindathomas.blog. So I've got a few things I can work with.
Okay,
Yeah,
great.
all of that definitely makes sense. And then anytime you can point back to your main platform, it'll raise that platform up in the search engines.
And when you say your main platform, is that your website?
Mine is my website because
Okay.
that's my business home. Because I do everything online. And again, it depends on what your business is. I decided I wanted to have a business that I could run from anywhere in the world and with just a cell phone and a Wi-Fi. And so I chose to have an international academy on purpose because that was something I could do totally online and monetize it. And so that's why I chose that. And so I created my platform actually becomes what you would think of as the brick and mortar store, the pizza shop. Mine is the kathybenner.com that sits on that teachable platform. And that's where I house all my stuff. That's you'll notice when even when we went into the Build a Better Business, there was a link there to listen to all the replays, all the recordings, all the podcast. And it takes you out to the podcast channel. But everything, see, is connected there. So anytime anybody goes on my link tree, the first thing they do, because it's electronic, is they click on Kathy's story. Where's it taking them to? It links them to my website because that's where I house my story. Or they'll say, oh, I want to do one of the free meetups. As soon as they click on it, it takes them to my website to the page about the free meetups. Are you following me? So even my electronic business ca card is having every it's pointing back to my website on every single link.
Now, is your link tree a paid version?
Nope, I'm using the free version.
One of the other things that you mentioned was that when you were, at the AREA conference and probably other places as well, that and you have people scan your link tree. You said something about how you put them in your contacts and, of course, say where you met them and probably dated as well. Are you putting them in your phone contacts?
Yep. Because
I mean, that would be just like her. I already have a ton of people.
oh, I do too.
How do you, there's got, I mean, I don't know. I guess there's got to be a better way to manage it. I don't know. Anyway, I
Well,
just hate having all those contacts.
I get it, but I don't, because you know what? I could have a drawer full of business cards never to be seen again. What good is that?
About a shopping bag.
Yeah, it didn't do me any good, and it didn't do them any good after they paid for the darn card, and we met and we talked and never to be found again. And how many times have you tried to dig through a stack of business cards thinking, I know there was that gal I met, and I, but if you put it in your phone, it's an automatic place to sort that stuff as long as you enter something that you can sort. And that's why I enter where I met them, what event I met them at. And so I just put the Aria 2024. That way I know that's the conference that I met them at. And so right away I know that that person has something to do with real estate because that's what the conference was about. But I go to maybe a book program. Maybe there's going to be an author's workshop, and I meet these authors. I will put the name of that workshop so that I know, oh, they're a writer, they're an author. That's where I met them, was at that workshop. And it's just a great way to sort those without having all those business cards. And it allows, see, right then, when you're talking with them, they'll take a few minutes. I'll say, well, what is your name? Let me put you in my phone. And they're like, okay. Because they're wanting to connect as well, they're networking as well. And there's never a better time to get their information than right then. And I just work that into my networking. It's just part of my networking. And then, like Tracy said, I do then send them a little welcome text because I've got their information right there. And I'll say, hey, it was great meeting you yesterday, or it was great meeting you on Saturday, or whatever. See, and I can make it really personal. It goes back to that storytelling, making it personal.
So you don't use business cards at all, right?
No, I quit printing business cards. I just use my Linktree. And the Linktree does have a QR code as well.
Okay.
But the
Linda,
thing,
what are you using?
for instead of Linktree, my own domain page, and it's my domain slash links or slash resources or whatever. Like I've got a few what they call URL redirects, so I can have slash resources and slash links, and they go to the exact same page. And if I want, I can have it inhabit the actual dot com address. So if they went to like lynda-thomas.com, they might actually land on my actual links page, and that's easier yet.
On
And
your links
I
page,
huh?
you said
Yeah,
on your links page.
she's sending them right to her website. It's just a
Okay.
page in her website.
Yeah, and so I have made the actual links page be the like the primary page out of any other pages that I may have created, but it makes it super direct, so it's myname.com and they land boom right on my links.
I love it.
And I was going to say, Kathy, you
She's
can
created her own little link tree.
exactly, and it's my own real estate virtually speaking, and it's my name instead of, and like the link is a little tricky because it's Linktr dot ee, and then you have to do the slash and your name or your business or whatever you've done. And so it's just a step simpler by just being my name, your name, whoever's name, if you can get some kind of a URL that you like. But I was going to say, instead of exchanging business cards, you're already showing that personal interest in the person by saying, oh, I really want to stay in touch. Give me your name and your phone, your email, whatever. And I'm taking the trouble to, and the time to put it in my phone because I'm interested. And then when you send them a text, it's an opportunity to confirm that you got the phone number correct. But there's just a whole different level of interest when the text comes through versus another business card jammed in your pocket, you know? And then being searchable with whatever little word you put in, realtor, plumber, REIA or whatever, it makes them searchable. Like I belong to a women's networking group. I put the three letters that represent that group, and I can see all the members. They just pop up instantly, just like you were saying.
Yep, I love it. And you do. You feel like you have a better connection there. And I usually, not always, but almost always, I get a response back like, hey, thanks for texting me. It was great to meet you. So now we're building a relationship because we're having a two-way communication.
So when you send them the text back, does your picture automatically come up on their phone?
Mine does because when I send them my link tree, my picture is at the top of my link tree, and so it automatically shows in the text. I don't know. I've done one here. I was looking to see if you can see it. See my picture
I see
automatically.
that.
Yeah. See if I can put it there. My picture
So, you
automatically.
put that at the end of your text?
Nope. Whenever I do the link tree, it automatically populates my picture
Okay.
because it's already programmed in at the top of my link tree. So when I send them the link, the picture automatically.
Okay, so you send them the link like that. Okay.
Yeah, and it automatically populates.
I was going to make another suggestion, and Estella, you're kind of the queen of this. When you're at a busy event, I've seen you in action. Grab a selfie of the two of you, especially if it's somebody you've just met and you won't remember that John Smith looks like that. Grab a selfie of the two of you, then go to your camera roll and populate that into the image, of the new contact.
Name. Okay. Yeah, I have a friend. She does that, and what she does is she will send them a kind of like what you're doing. It was nice meeting you, and she sends them the picture of the two of them. They take a She takes a picture of the two
Yep.
of them together.
Right.
Okay,
Now,
thank you for that reminder, Linda.
right.
And
If
take it a
nothing
step
else,
further.
I was just going to say, if nothing else, if you don't have the time to populate that into your contact area, you've got that text. And when the event is over, you can look at the 10 or 20 or 50 people that you did that with and then go back and throw a cropped image into your contact file.
Okay.
And another thing that you can do is that you can post it on your Facebook, tag them in the post, and now it's going to pop up your name and what you do and what conference you were at is going to pop up in front of their friends. And so now it goes back to serving, it goes back to borrowing someone else's audience.
I'm going to have to definitely look at the replay on this.
And it doesn't take a lot of time.
You ladies are awesome. I appreciate it.
You have to just get in the groove.
Yeah,
It
you
doesn't
just have to
happen
do it.
overnight.
Yeah.
And you just, and again, at the end of the day, when you come up with your systems that work, and this is simply just one of your marketing systems, of taking the selfie and making sure they have an electronic business card and you're connecting with them and you're building that relationship. And now you're going to, maybe save the picture in your phone so you remember them, but then you're going to post it on social media to give them some kudos, which in turn automatically gives you some kudos. And when you make that a part of your best practices and you do that over and over and over, it just becomes your human nature. You just do it. You don't even think, it doesn't even feel like work anymore. And Mark has gotten so used to hanging out with me that he simply walks around with his hand on his phone all the time. And I get so involved in conversations from time to time that he'll say, "Smile, ladies." He said, "I want to get a picture of you." And all of a sudden, he's kind of my in-house photographer because I even forgot to get the picture, but he didn't. Because he knows later on I'm going to go, "Oh, I forgot to get a picture." And so after a while, it just becomes part of my best practices. It's just how I market, it's how I run my business. And so
I
you
have
don't
a
have to
couple.
think about it after a while. Yes, Linda.
Yeah, I have a couple tips on paper business cards. One is to write on the back of it where you met the person. But I would recommend having like a fine tip Sharpie because if the business card is glossy, regular ink ain't gonna show. So, and it, I know of someone who was an influencer. If he, he'd be receiving so many business cards, but there were a few people that he actually really wanted to make sure he stayed in touch with. So he would bend the corner of the business card so that as he sorted through those later, it'd be like, oh yeah, I gotta follow up with that person, or he's a real person of value in my world. But what happened was the people in his niche knew that he bent the business cards. So, like, if I would walk up, I would pre-bend my business card when I handed it to him, so the secret had gotten out.
I like the idea. That's great.
Oh, I love that. That's pretty funny. Again, best practices. Yeah. Make sure your business card gets discovered later in the pile.
Okay.
However, I realized too that again, those business cards get lost, they get put in a drawer, whatever. And there's good intentions, but sometimes there's even too many to sort through. And with the electronic business card, see, I will stay in their text. I think that's
There's
the
a program out there
best
called Blink,
practice.
BLINQ. Have you heard of that?
Probably,
Because
but again,
people have asked me to scan it, and then when I do that, I have a Blink. It's not set up, but anyway, at least they get my info and I get theirs. But the part that I was missing was remembering where I met them.
but just remember too, get whatever it is that you're going to use as a business card, just make sure you have it completely set up so that folks can connect with you and they know what it is that you do and why they saved it to begin with.
I hope I can
Because
put my link tree on my Blink. Maybe I can do that. Or I don't know. I'll go to YouTube and figure it out. I just need, sometimes it's just like you need to go to a particular store and you just need to know that that store exists and then you can figure out how to do it.
yeah.
Although you ladies are awesome resources.
Well,
I have another
comment too, when you're done.
I just want to say I want to encourage all of you that once you get your foundation, you've got all the parts and pieces where you're confident that you have some place that your clients can land, then start getting out there. Don't hold back. Put yourself out there. I mean, so many times I had opportunities to put myself out there and I didn't for whatever reason. I felt like everybody else in the room was smarter than me. I mean, I had a doctor walk up to me at this seminar and my girlfriend was standing there and he said, "Oh, I want to get involved with apartment buildings. Can you introduce me to some folks that does apartments?" And I don't know what happened. I just stood there like, my girlfriend looked at me and she said, "Let me introduce you to a few people." Now, I could have done that, but for some reason I just had this lag on like apartment buildings because I don't do
Happens.
apartments.
You know what? Thanks for sharing because that makes me not feel so bad. It's
Yeah,
like
don't
when
feel
a
bad.
younger person, I heard him earlier today say something about we were talking about focus, and she said, sometimes you go to do something and then you get up there or wherever and you've totally forgotten. And I'm thinking, well, that's just not an age thing.
Well, and for me, I think it was because he was a doctor. He
Yeah,
came in
you got
came
intimidated.
totally dressed in a suit. He walked up, and I'm thinking, my first reaction was, who is this guy coming up to talk to me? Because I felt like he was somebody. You know what I mean? Because just the way he presented himself. Now, I totally had forgotten I was also in a suit, which is why he walked up to me instead of my girlfriend, who was in blue jeans and a sweatshirt. But she ended up hooking him and whisking him away to meet some investors because it didn't matter to her that he was. And so I thought, Kathy, what is wrong with you? Why did you let this guy? And it was only for an instant, but it was enough that depending on what it is you're
Well,
selling,
it sets you up for better things in the future.
I would have lost that sale. Now, the fact that I don't have apartment buildings, I really didn't, but in a different world, I would have lost that sale because I felt intimidated by this person.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Linda, you were going to say?
Yeah, I wanted to share something in the vein of virtual business cards. And I love the way, Kathy, that you do it because you have a link tree, a links page set up somewhere. It already exists. It's full of so much valuable information. And by taking that moment to capture their information and then begin a relationship, it's so simple, it's so clean, and you don't have that follow-up of having to deal with a raft of paper business cards that you probably will never get to unless you're, a superhuman organized person, which you kind of are, but I mean, regular mortals end up not taking advantage of those business cards. But I was at a business networking meeting recently, and I asked another woman, "Oh, do you have your card? Let's exchange." And she's like, "Well, I do, but I don't." I was like, "All right, what does that mean?" And so she pulled out a thing. It's about this, the size of a business card. It's black and it's heavy. So if you think about like the flat magnets that are on the back of like a note pad you put on your refrigerator, it was black and kind of felt like those magnets had some weight to it. And then it became my job to scan a QR code that was on that. There was like nothing else on it but this dang QR code. I scanned it, and I don't think it was really designed to be compatible for both Apple and Android. So when I scanned it, it was a little bit of a dead end. I couldn't easily automatically add her to my contacts. It took me to a page that wasn't really intuitive. And so net net, it had a bunch of her links, like her email, her phone, her web page. But I had to do something with each of those links if I wanted them. I was just so provoked. I was just sputtering. I was like, this is so annoying. I didn't even want to get in touch with her. And so we have to be wary of keeping things simple, smooth, streamlined,
Yes.
user-friendly. And there's a one-liner that I've loved for years, and it's like, why don't you want to teach a pig to read? Because it's hard on you and it annoys the pig. So we should not annoy the pig in the things that we do.
And so again, it comes back to what I want to sum up is be ready so that when you go out there, you're not afraid to do any kind of public speaking at any level because you know you're ready. That gets rid of all the nerves is when you know you're ready. When you know you have clarity and where you're sending them and why you're sending them there. And several times I've looked at my link tree and said, okay, if I were looking at this as a first time person, because again, when I meet somebody and I know that I need to line up speakers on some of my podcasts, and I go to search for them, what is it that I wish I had? I wish I had their story. I wish I knew what their offerings were. I wish I knew what problem they were solving. I wish I could read some blogs or listen to some other podcasts to see if they're going to be a good fit. Those are the things I wish I had. So those are the things that I put on my link tree. And I get invitations. I went to this conference. I've had 8 invitations this morning to be on.
Wow.
To either be a speaker in a conference or a keynote or to be a podcast guest. I've had 8 invitations just this morning.
Wow.
So, and my point is I feel like I'm ready. See, my link tree is ready, my website is ready. And you'll notice my link tree kind of matches my website as far as how the funnel works. Step one, step two, step three, step four. And then here's the blog, here's the podcast, here's the magazine, here's the books. So it kind of it follows the website. So now if they go to my link tree or they go over to kathybinner.com, they're going to get the same information, which is going to make them feel like, oh, I'm in the right place. You know, have you ever met somebody in their business card and then when you get to their website, you're like, am I in the right place? Is this the same person? Tracy.
I have a question. Do you do this and match it or do anything involving social media? And using the same concept as like maybe a prospective group or something of that nature, where people that are interested, you invite them to a group because I've heard about it but not seen it personally.
I do. If you go to all of my groups and meetup, I use all the same graphics at the top of the meetup as that I do on the Facebook group, as I do on my business card, as I do on my link tree. Everything has the same graphic. And
But
again,
then the
that's to make them feel like, oh, I'm in the right place.
So the information that you're sharing in regards to your sales funnel, do you share that in your Facebook group too?
I do. Again, oftentimes, because again, nobody wants to be sold. Everybody wants to buy, but nobody wants to be sold. And we talk about that, you know, if you're looking for a new car, you want to go look around on the lot. And as soon as the salesman comes out, you're like, oh, here we go. He's going to try to sell me. because you want to buy, but you don't want to be sold. And so what I do is I try to make all of my Facebook, my social media, because when you go to meetup, you're looking for a meetup. The audience is already looking for a meetup. So I go, here's the meetup, here's what we're doing, here's what we're talking about. But when in my Facebook group or in my link or in my Instagram or even in LinkedIn, I usually will post a blog about the topic and then I'll link it back to the actual course or podcast or meetup. But I do it in a story way inside a blog. It'll
Okay.
be like, have you ever? Well, here's what I discovered, or here's what happened to me. If you want to learn more, click here, you know, and I point back to where I want them to go. Because if I just posted, buy this course, they would go, oh, that's nice. Because their first question is, what's in it for me? But if I said, have you ever had this happen to you? And they go, oh, yeah. And they're leaning in, and I can say, well, here's a course that'll solve that problem for you. Then they're ready to click through because now they see what's in it for them. You always have to keep that in whenever you're marketing. The first question when you get through writing a marketing piece is you have to ask yourself, if I were the audience, what's in it for me? And if you have answered that in your marketing piece, you've got a good marketing piece. Does that make
Thank
sense?
you.
Did I answer your question or did I go
No,
out
yeah.
on
Yeah.
a...
No, you actually answered my question.
Ladies, this has been fun. We've gone over today. So I appreciate you being on. I hope I've brought tons of value for you. If you have any questions, please connect with me. Again, here's how it's done. Go to kathybinner.com, schedule a chat if you want to chat, if you want to know more. And that's how it's done. See, it's what's in it for you is I can help put you in the, you know, put you on the right path, send you in the right direction to get your questions answered and to get more clarity in what it is that you're offering so that you can have passive income, so that you can have a freestyle life and live the dream. We just got back 3 weeks ago from backpacking across London and Paris. And now we're off to Florida this Thursday. And then in December, we're off to New York City to see Adam Lambert in Cabaret at the Kit Kat Club. And so,
I just love your stories. I'm like, keep inspiring me. I know that lady. That's how I feel. I know her, you know.
But you see, when you're selling freestyle living, you better have some freestyle living.
I know. I'm working diligently on coming up
So,
and out so that I can demo what you're doing because people want they want it. Okay, you're talking about this. Is it happening in your life?
yes. How many times do I go to a seminar and a guy is up there teaching something and he's talking about all these, oh, I've got to get rid of something here on my computer. It popped up. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I had something pop up on my computer. I'm like, what in the world? There we go. Anyway, when I go to these seminars and I hear these guys up front and they're all talking about things, I'm like, why is he teaching this if he's it, especially in like real estate? They're like, we make, you know, eight figures a year. And I'm like, then why are you charging 150 bucks for some course? Have you ever thought that when you go to some big conference and they're selling some course for $47 and you're like, if you're making, you know, 3 million a year, what is my 47 going to do for you? So it just makes me wonder. I want to see that what they're teaching, they're actually living. I want to see that it works. And again, I think that's any audience. Whenever you're a public speaker, they want to see that what you're offering them actually works in your life. And that's why your story is so important.
Yeah, knowing that they made a ton of money off of teaching people how to do a thing is different than they made a ton of money doing the thing.
Exactly. And if they're going to teach me how to do it, I want to see that they've made a ton of money off of actually doing the thing.
Right, because is it really the Barnum Bailey business model where a sucker is born every minute and convincing people to take the course, and maybe there's not even any there.
Yeah. And that's why when I teach about having the freestyle living, I also added the, and again, I'm not this smart. One of my coaches said, you need to prove to your audience that you have freestyle living. And then I had to go back to the drawing board and say, well, how do I do that? And doing that is to create these tribe trips, to show them that, yeah, we're living that lifestyle. So think about what it is you're marketing, and are you actually living it? Are you actually doing it? And then how can you show your audience that you're doing it? And a lot of times a public speaker will put themselves out there to be a public speaker. And one of the ways to show that they're doing it is that somewhere on their homepage, they might have all the keynotes that they've given over the last 5 years. They might have all, they've given TED Talks and, so now you see evidence that they are a big motivational speaker because you see the evidence. So again, your audience wants to know what's in it for me. If I'm going to spend this kind of money, what's in it for me? All right, ladies. I love it.
Okay.
Thank you for
Thank
being
you
with
so
me.
much.
Thank
Yep.
you.
Stay connected. We're on Meetup. We're on Facebook, KathyBinner.com. I have my calendar. You can always find all of the events there as well. Just scroll down to the calendar, and we will see everyone next time.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great
Righty.
day.
Bye-bye.
Great week, ladies.
Yes.